taxing playtime. Should video game lovers be taxed? I think it's an extraordinarily dangerous development, said Simon Barkin, who was commenting on government plans to tax online gamers who buy and sell things on the internet. It's as if every time I played soccer in my backyard and scored a goal, I would have to pay the government £3. If you were taxed every time you bought a property in Monopoly, you'd be annoyed. Taxing online gamers could bring in vast amounts of money for governments around the world. But it isn't going to be easy. The two most obvious circumstances when taxes could be applied are when virtual goods are sold for real money on places such as eBay. Many World of Warcraft players sell gold and other items via online marketplaces. Sometimes, a new player will buy a character from a veteran because they don't want to work their own way up the ranks. This transaction involves real money and is already taxable in most countries. Although the taxes are rarely enforced, it is estimated that there are more than 11 million World of Warcraft players. But other areas are less clear-cut. In Second Life, players buy and sell things with Second Life's Linden dollars. In this case, the whole transaction happens in the game, and no real-world money changes hands. The problem is that Linden dollars can be exchanged for real money, said Joan Simmons, a tax expert. You can exchange your Lindens for dollars or euros on a floating exchange rate any day at any time, without limit. So, what's the answer? Ms. Simmons suggests gamers should ban trades for real money. These games are for friends, and if you pulled out a wad of real cash and tried to win the game, those people wouldn't be your friends anymore. Online gamers should develop similar rules.